either left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof. Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Montgomery, switch to WOW and go from Spectrum to Spectacular. For a limited time, get Internet 100 for only $19.99 a month when bundled with TV. You'll also get a free DVR, a premium channel, and next-day installation is available. All on WOW's fastest 1-gig network. Switch from Spectrum and save. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Visit WOWWay.com or call 1-855-WOWWAY2 today. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
This weekend at Kohl's, give Dad the perfect gift and get Kohl's Cash. Give him an anti-gravity chair, just $49.99, or Google Home, $99.99, and get Kohl's Cash. Give him the Fitbit Ionic smartwatch for $249.99, and you'll get $50 Kohl's Cash. Plus, shop other great gifts store-wide and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid June 14th through 17th with promo code DADEVENT. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Gradually, our forecast is going to start to evolve over the next few days. Now, scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, and they'll fade out overnight tonight. Tomorrow, not much change from today. Partly sunny with a high temperature up to about 91. Scattered hit or miss showers and storms here and there. But we're going to start to see fewer storms each day. For instance, only a 30% chance Sunday, high in the lower 90s. Only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures edging towards the mid-90s by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. In fact, when you take it on the road on vacation, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area instantly. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Play that slap bass, Larry Graham. Go on and do it. Welcome to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Alongside me tonight, 84.
Hello,
people. Set the spot low.
They say, is that really all your hair?
Is that really all your hair, Joey?
Yeah, it is. I don't have extensions in.
People always ask me.
Oh, well, this show don't mean that now.
Do I have gray?
Do you actually have gray?
Yeah, they're like, do you dye it? Is it really that black? There's like no way it's that black. Oh, yeah, man.
You don't dye your hair?
I don't dye any of this.
You are kidding me.
Really? Are you serious?
Yes.
Nuh-uh, dude.
Dude, you can't be that old and not at least have like one
right
little...
In my stash, I got one.
You got one right there?
I got a couple up here, but that's all fallen out. So, turns gray, boom, gone.
I've got one...
Brown one?
That's about right.
Yeah, mostly.
Hey, you know what, though, about gray hair? Mm. And this was what I came to talk about tonight.
Right, okay.
No, when I was young, I had hair... my hair is about your color, believe it or not. It's about that black. But I had red highlights, like in my beard especially... And through my hair, and everything that was a red highlight has turned white. My black hair is still kind of hanging on to its color, but I realize I had more red highlights in my hair than I realized.
Oh, my. Well, I want to first begin, turn you up.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We're just getting everything set here, folks.
Thank you, sir.
I want
to
thank both of you, because y'all work your asses off in your actual jobs. So thank you for being here to come hang out with me.
Well, I mean, you sacrifice for your hobby. This is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I get to have fun most days. And what we do, and it's usually just you and I, I didn't know with your work situation. I wanted to back up.
But like, I did.
And so but it wouldn't hurt for both of y'all to be here. So, and I want to do questions. Now, usually it's just been 84 and I, and he has questions that I have not heard. He gives them to me here on air.
And you know what? I did, because you asked me earlier today, and I did come up with a question that rested with me. And I think it will be perfect with Seth here. I think it will be even better with him here with this question that I have come up with.
Awesome. And I have asked Seth, I told you earlier in the day when I said, yeah, come on up, that to think of a few questions.
I'm trying. Boyfriend gave me a couple.
Fiance gave you a couple? Yeah. Nice. All right.
And then mine are dumb.
So he's here in spirit. No, dumb, abstract, personal, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want to ask about. You can ask about pet peeves like 84 has done before.
We come up with some weird ones.
You can ask if I believe in God. You can ask about my sex life. I don't care. You can ask me anything.
Oh, yeah.
And one day we're going to get to the big question.
And I've also opened this up to Facebook with a video. And the first question on Facebook is from Bo Holt. He calls this station. And he asks, who rules? Well, obviously.
That's a great question.
Obviously, O'Doyle rules, Bo.
I was going to say Rick Peters.
He rules this station, yes. He rules here on this little plot of the earth when it comes to this station.
No comment.
Mm. Next question.
And also, Bo asks, when is 84 going to claim his gift? He was supposed to let me know earlier, but he has ghosted. And it's a big 36-pack. It says 36 natties. Not Natalia's. 36 natural lights.
And 59 minutes.
Oh, after you get done in here, yeah. You're going to go pick up that case of Natty Light. All right. Now, let's go to the live questions. Let's not pay attention to social media.
I know, and I thought, at first I said, well, you know, that's kind of, it's kind of cheesy and easy out.
Okay.
But then I got to thinking about the question, and I just had this sneaky suspicion. Honest to goodness, we have not talked today.
No.
Honest to goodness, we do this just live,
yes,
in living color.
I don't know what the question's going to be.
All you said was, are you going to be here tonight?
Right.
And I kind of hedged and said, I may or may not, depending on if I get done in time.
Mm.
So, but I had a sneaking suspicion that Seth would be here tonight.
Okay.
And when this question come up, I said, this would be perfect for us three to answer this question.
Okay. I'm ready.
Is there, or what is, the most important thing? Is there one specific moment in particular? That's what I really would like to know, if there's one particular moment.
I like where this is going.
That your, is Father's Day weekend, makes it a little cheesy.
Sure.
But it's on topic.
I like it.
That you learned from your father, be it good or bad or what have you.
Oh my.
Is there that one moment in time that you can close your eyes and still go back and you can see it vividly in your head of something he said to you, something he did, something he showed you, something he taught you that has affected your life for, how old are you, Seth? You're
35.
All right, 35,
I'm 29, yeah.
And 43. So we're, okay. I mean, we're little stair steps here. We could be brothers.
One thing that immediately comes to mind, and knowing Seth, by the way, this is kind of a cruel question.
Well, let
Seth go first.
I'm not being ugly about that. That's why I said good or bad, and I know that it doesn't necessarily, but you still learn something from them, and maybe you learn something really, you know, ugly or negative, or maybe it's something extremely positive.
Okay. So, I never met my dad. So, my father has been, like, my grandfather taught me how to work. I saw him during the summers, and he taught me how to work. And my mom has been dad, like, my whole life, basically. And then she has been married a few times, and she's, of course, boyfriends and whatnot. And there were I don't remember most of them, but there was a couple of them that told me a couple things, you know. One of them said that the woman you will marry will be your best friend. And that sticks with me throughout everything.
Mm-hmm.
And another one from when I was in junior high, it's not what he said, it's what he did. I did some crap that I shouldn't have done, and instead of him telling my mom and me getting like grounded for a month, he just worked me. He had me rake grandma's yard over there on at Perry Hill and Marquette Street. There, she owned the house right there, and I raked
on the
that.
Corner.
Yeah,
of Marquette.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I drove by it almost like every. I live in County
that bad curve right there.
Yeah, right before in the curve that is that backyard right there with the pine trees, that little tin building. I raked that sucker when like 6 inches.
Oh,
of leaves.
You had to pick up pine cones and everything.
No, it was a rake. I had 50 bags of leaves, but he didn't tell my mom that I came home at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was in like seventh grade.
So I'm thinking over here, like, one specific thing with my dad, and I'm not sure what pops in my head. See, when I think of memories of my dad, it's not something he necessarily said. It's like my favorite memory of my dad, and he's still like this to this day. I don't know if he's in town listening. He'll be in town, I know for sure, tomorrow. He's bringing fish up from the Gulf.
Awesome.
We're going to be eating like some snapper and whatever else. But I have this memory of him, window rolled down, arm out the window, usually in whether it was his Ford Explorer or Excursion or his Jeep Cherokee, all the different cars he's had over the years, blasting music. I have learned that habit from him. Like, even if you see me in my convertible, I won't roll down the passenger side window with the top down. I will roll down my window on the driver's side, put the arm up, put some music on. And I have this memory of when Zeppelin's How the West Was Won came out. Live album that came out on CD. And he turned it up so loud that even I, at like 13, was like, man, this is pretty freaking loud. But it's how Zeppelin should be played. And he kind of taught me that by example. I mean, I don't want to get too personal, though it's kind of what I do. But I learned a lot by watching some of the pain he's gone through, too. And I don't want to give specifics in that regard because it's not my pain to share. But seeing what I would say are some mistakes he's made, but also the way he's come back from those and how hard he works. I mean, he really works hard. He's always been able to be an entrepreneur and go out there. It's been a very good example for me. And, like, you know, where my mom and other people say, you need to budget, you need to budget, you need to budget. I do remember my dad saying this. He's like, how much money are you making? I told him. He goes, budget? You need to make more money. Budget? What are you going to budget $200 a week? What's your deal? Make more money. Then you can budget.
Yeah.
Like, what? You can do that budget in your head. So that always stuck with me. What about you, 84?
I think some of that is dad, though.
Yeah.
Dad's a little more logical than sensible. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's not
sense
the rule. Well, some dads are about the rules. Some dads are more common sense.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no big blanket that covers everything. And I thought about when this question popped in my head today, I thought about, and this is just kind of an odd story. I think one of the first memories I have of my daddy is he had a bottle of aftershave, and this would have been probably back in about, I don't know, 78, 79, somewhere in that area. It was called Sterling.
Okay.
Oh, and I mean, it was straight out of the 70s. I mean, like Old Spice or something like that. original. But the bottle,
that's what my dad
I'll
wore.
Give you the end of the story. The bottle came with this necklace, and it was just a little cheap silver, you know, hoop chain with Sterling's, the mascot was a bull. I mean, and you picture a bull with two horns coming up out of their head.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was probably about as big as a 50-cent piece. I'm dating myself because most everybody does not know how big a 50-cent piece is. It's about twice as big as a quarter. But it was, I mean, to me, it was the coolest thing in the world. And I found that chain in the bathroom, and all he had done was just take it off the bottle and chunk it on the counter. And put his aftershave on and
sure.
And went to work or what have you. And I was playing with it, and I was wearing it, and, man, I was cool, dude. I was as cool as crap with that thing on. And then I started spinning it. And as I was spinning it, one of the little loops broke because they were not enclosed
right.
Chains. I mean, this was something that came with a bottle of
aftershave.
$2 right. Aftershave.
Right.
And I broke it. And I picked it up, and I put it back on the counter, and I looked at it, and I thought, this is the coolest thing in the world. I know my daddy must love this thing.
Right.
And so I got it, and when he came home, I went in trembling. I mean, I was shaking and trembling, and I just opened my hands up with the broken necklace in my hands, and I said, Daddy, I'm sorry. I broke your brand-new necklace. And he reached down, and he picked it up, and he picked the chain up that was broken off of it, and he looked at me, and he said, Son, I am so proud of you for telling me the truth about what you did. He said, you realize this was free. It didn't even cost me anything. And I was like, really? And he was like, yes. He said, but, and then he stopped, and he didn't even laugh about it. It's a funny story, but he didn't even laugh about it. He said, do you realize how much it means to me that you told me the truth and you told me that you were the one that broke it because you thought it was something big, but it's not a big deal. We'll fix it. And then he took it and he squeezed it and squeezed the loop back right back together and said, here, there's your necklace. You can put your necklace back on. All and right. You can have it. And he, but from that, he taught me
that's awesome
to
that
tell
took the, time.
The truth.
Yeah.
Without, which, I mean, surely he wouldn't have got mad about it, but he didn't just blow it off. He used it as a teaching opportunity
right.
to tell me it's very important to be truthful and, you know, be willing to suffer the consequences. Because, I mean, hell, for all I know, I mean, that could have been a, you know, a $500 necklace.
Well, and as you're talking, you asked about words of wisdom. And for some reason, this memory comes up. The birds and the bees talk. I remember this vividly. I had to be like 12, 13. And our, you know, internet isn't as pervasive as it is today. But I still knew some stuff because kids talk at school. And you figure it out. And it's like we're sitting on the front porch. I had to be younger than 12 or 13 because it's in Johnstown, the old Johnstown house. Which, by the way, if you go back to your old childhood house, it will look much smaller than, like, it used to be this giant, impressive thing. Now it's like, well, it's nice, but, you know.
Yeah, you didn't realize you were in a 6x5 bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. So don't spoil your kids with huge master bedrooms, folks. Just they'll be happy in a tiny room. And so we're sitting on the front porch. We had these rocking chairs, though, until we moved from the County Downs house just like 3-4 years ago. And we're rocking in the chairs, and it's this massive thunderstorm rolling in. Like the rain outside, you could see like the lightning strike, and then slowly. Like in the on the horizon, and he's like, "I like to watch the rain, don't you?" I'm like, "Yeah, this is cool." And it's like he's teaching me, like, see the delay between the lightning and the sound. I'm like, "Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool." And there's this pause. He's like, "You know, Joe. You know, sometimes how you play with yourself." And I went, like with myself? So he's like, yeah, where you know, like you're tired, you're sitting on the couch, and you like put your hand down your pants. You're like, I've seen you do it. Like you're playing with yourself, like in your gym shorts. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, there's a reason for that. I'm like, yeah, I know. And that's how it began. I don't remember how the rest of the conversation went. It's just, it's this peaceful, serene moment where he's teaching me the science and we're taking in this sublime thunderstorm. He goes, you know how you sometimes play with yourself? That just came to mind. Oh. I'm happy I'm going to be able to see him now. He used to live here in Montgomery. Now lives down on the beach.
Okay. Speaking of what you said, I got to say something about my mom, okay? She told me when I was in high school, she said, never settle for less. And that has stuck with me. And I hate it. That she told me
never settle for less. Yeah,
yeah, because it's totally gave me this high bar of things. But that is one of the things that mom has taught me, that along with the many other things. But that one has always stuck with me. So,
well, and I think, and that's one feeling that I have, and I think that parenting has fallen down on. What you just said though is that we as parents we don't expect the best from our children. We expect them to, we know they're going to make mistakes and fall down and do wrong things. I'm not saying that you should expect them to be perfect, but I mean, you should expect a lot out of your children. I mean, you should expect your child, I mean, once you're 8 years old, hey, set your alarm and wake yourself up and get out of bed.
Yeah.
You should expect that. That's not unreasonable. That's not saying that my child's perfect because they can wake up when their alarm goes off.
But I can, the things I can do, basic things, you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I expect you to do it and to go beyond.
Yeah, you can, yeah. You can, when you get through eating, once you learn how to feed yourself, right. You are physically capable of taking that plate into the kitchen and if nothing else, putting it in the sink.
Right.
Okay. It's you don't expect to do everything for your children, and we're spoiling it. Goes back to the millennial thing that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You spoil your children up until the point that there are. I have heard people that I know talking about their 19, 20-year-olds, and they're bitching about how much their car payment is. And I'm like, why are you paying their car payment?
Well, they got to have a car.
Yeah. Walk, fool. Okay, they sure do. They don't have to have a freaking $20,000 Lexus, though.
Woo.
You know?
See,
they don't have to
have... I had a 94 Honda station wagon.
I had a 1980 Ford Granada.
Yeah, the 80s cars, baby.
Yeah.
Now, here, I think we have time for next question. Your serve, Seth.
Okay. We'll go to fiance.
Okay.
Not my fiance, because I'm single. How do you know you are doing the right thing? What if the nice thing you do for one person causes another person harm?
Ooh. Now that. Okay, how do you know you're doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think that is worked out over time. And you develop a relationship with your conscience. For me, for some people, it's like literally a voice in your head. And it's not like schizophrenia, but you're having a conversation kind of with yourself, voice in your head. For me, it's more like a feeling.
I think, isn't that voice your conscience?
It is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think it is. But
not for me. I mean, I've got all kind of voices in my head. It's not necessarily, it could be, but not necessarily my conscience.
But I think I'm correct that, like, people have researched this. Some people, like, hear a voice. Some people, it's a feeling. For me, it's more like a feeling. And say something as simple as, like, there's money left out on the table. Like, should you take that? And there's a feeling in me that goes, no, it's not mine.
Okay, I used to work at the bars, right?
Right.
I picked up some money. It was somebody else's. I did the right thing. Whose money is this?
Exactly.
Ooh, boom, boom, hands flying up. Okay, first person, gave him the 20. Okay, exactly. 2 weeks later, found out that fool was lying to me. Nope.
But it's either like a feeling at the base of it, like your conscience. Do you have a well-developed conscience? And I think that the best way to put it is like a relationship that you've figured out, you've checked yourself, you thought about what you've done in the past, how it made you feel, these sort of things. But that second part of the question is interesting. What if doing a nice thing for somebody hurts somebody else?
It often does.
Well, especially when it comes to love.
Builds character.
I think it depends on what you mean by nice thing. If you do something nice for somebody...
I thought he said the right thing. Did he say the right thing or a nice thing?
No, he said, first, how do you know you're doing the right thing?
What if the nice thing you do for one person causes harm to another?
Okay.
You see, it's how you define harm. I'm getting all technical with it, but it is how you define harm.
That's a big question. I mean, you have to dissect it a little bit more.
But like, say, it's like the prodigal son. Like, the guy who's been out boozing, drinking, whoring, whatever, he's comes back and you slay the fattiest calf and you throw this huge feast and it hurts your other son who's always been dutiful in there. And you have to, and there's a lesson out of that. I think that's fine. Like, if somebody is going to become envious or feel slighted because you do something for somebody else, I think they got to get over it. Now, there's other... I don't know. Doing the nice thing. I would need more specifics. I think these are different situations because...
That is a little broad because doing the nice... And it, like I said, I heard it, doing the right thing. Doing the right thing to me, at least in my life, is kind of what Joey just said. I have found that what my gut, I would say my gut rather than conscience, but
right.
same thing.
Yeah.
When you kind of just know what you should do and you're like, but it's going to affect this person. It's going to do that. It's going to do that. I shouldn't do that for this reason and that reason. And you talk yourself out of doing what you originally wanted to do. You end up finding out in the future, damn it, I should have done what I wanted to do in the beginning.
The original thing, right?
I regret I regret more things that I didn't do than things that I've done.
Well, and that's why I'm crazy like I am, because I don't like to feel like that.
Oh, right. Guilty. But I think that's a good sign. Not that you feel guilty all the time. That's a bad sign. But, like, if you do something, you have that little tug saying you shouldn't have done that. Well, this is not going to end well, or it's not. Maybe you know you're not going to get caught, but you're not going to feel right about
it. And if it's wrong and you get caught, you suffer the consequences, yeah. And you learn from that, and you grow from that.
Yes.
You're a better person on the other side of it,
I would say that doing a nice thing for somebody that could hurt somebody else, it depends on your relationships and, like, what the people in question.
And say, if it's, like, intentional.
Well, if it's intentional, too, but no, and sometimes it can be unintentional. Say you are, like, have a dear girlfriend, or you're married, and you, for some reason, yeah, or you have both at the same time, and maybe for some reason you do something really nice for this person at work, but you fail to get the great gift for the wife. I mean, and the wife finds out, and you're not even thinking about it. I mean, that, I think, maybe is the wrong thing to do. Like,
your priorities are...
I love that people say, oh, I love everybody. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. You love certain people more than others. You love your kids more than you love your random friend you barely
talk
to.
Dude, even within your kids, you love different kids more than... you at least like different kids more than other
That's
ones.
That's a better way to put
it. And anybody that tells you any different is a... They're lying to you.
But this applies
trust them.
This applies to the question, though. I mean, it might be one thing if you're teaching a lesson, like, I'm so glad the prodigal son came back. But you don't want to always, I think, show favoritism and do the nice thing for one kid over the other.
Don't get into prodigal son, because then you have to look on the other end of it. See,
right.
What people forget about that story is the first son, he took his entire inheritance and blew it. He came back. He was accepted back into the family.
Yes.
However, when the father died, we don't get the very end of the story, but when the father died, the older son had the remainder of the inheritance.
Yes.
It still had a larger portion. The younger kid had squat. He had already squandered it.
So he had a great party when he came back.
That's right. He had one party instead of a lifetime of ease.
And so
a lifetime of ease is what the older son. Exactly.
And that's why I say, hate everybody equally.
Hate everybody.
Yeah, and you know what?
What a
just
misanthrope.
Because I'm not going to do it for you, don't worry.
I'm not going to do it for him either.
I don't trust you, but I don't trust him either. It's nothing personal, but I don't know you.
Dang, come on, man.
Yeah, I think I don't think that question Fiance threw at us is as clear cut, because it does depend on specifics. And sometimes it's like you tell the other person who's envious or a little jealous of the nice thing you did, get over
that's
it.
That's a deep question.
But then sometimes you have to question yourself.
He's very serious.
I like him.
The glass is half full, but the glass we are standing in is empty.
Emily's a lucky woman.
I still have decided I go with my gut. And if it's wrong, the last time I didn't go with my gut, you know what? I was freaking wrong. I did go with my gut when I got married.
Was it your gut or something else?
Choose the lie. A strong man's
pride. In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Hello, this is Steve Northington of Cat House Marine in Millbrook. Spring and summer are in full swing now. Is your boat ready? Consider Cat House Marine for all of your marine sales and service needs. Recently, Cat House Marine added express boats. New Yamaha-powered bass boats, crappie boats, and pontoon boats are arriving daily. We also stock new Excel, center consoles, F4 duck boats, and more, all with dependable Yamaha power. Don't forget, Cat House Marine offers same-day basic service if you call ahead and make an appointment. What that means is that your boat is in and out for basic service in the very same day. Just remember to call ahead and make an appointment. And we have said this before, you get the same professional service even if you purchased your boat from another dealer. We believe that when you visit us, you won't be going back to anyone else. Cat House Marine, located just east of I-65. Take exit 179. Go east 1 mile on Copps Ford Road. We're located across from the Catfish House.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Gradually, our forecast is going to start to evolve over the next few days. Now, scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, and they'll fade out overnight tonight. Tomorrow, not much change from today. Partly sunny with a high temperature up to about 91. Scattered hit or miss showers and storms here and there. But we're going to start to see fewer storms each day. For instance, only a 30% chance Sunday. High in the lower 90s. Only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures edging towards the mid-90s by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. In fact, when you take it on the road on vacation, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area instantly. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. This was my drive-in music today. Straight instrumental. This is Graham Central Station. Called The Jam. Classic funk song.
Who do you think is the best bass player ever?
Ooh, that's tough, man. Yeah, he's amazing. Victor Wooten, it's hard to beat him. Larry Graham's remarkable.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, have you seen some of his teaching videos? Like where he teaches people how to slap at the bass? Like, I could probably find that, and it's pretty remarkable. Like him teaching how to slap a bass. I mean, we could get off on that, but we...
Questions.
Yeah, we're back to questions here. Unless I can find this really quickly.
No, I've already asked my question.
All right, Joey.
All right, go ahead.
Your first lovemaking experience.
Oh, my.
They broke the big V word from you.
Oh, my.
And this question came from me the last time you asked me to ask you questions. That was the only question I could come up with.
Like, when did I lose my virginity? How was it?
The story. Everybody's got a story, and it usually sucks. So share the sucky story.
Okay, how do I put this? I was working part-time. Little hole-in-the-wall, kind of like a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. No, I wish my first time was like Prince. Which, by the way, in that song, like, it's such a popular song. Like, you hear even people down south, I love Raspberry Beret. That's such a great song. But the one line of that song is, the rain sounds so cool when it hits the barn roof and the horses wonder who you are and thunder drowns out what the lightning sees and you feel like a movie star. They say the first time ain't the greatest, but I've had a chance to do it all again. Wouldn't miss a stroke.
Mm.
Like, it's like, damn, everybody loves that song? Like, I like it. It's real dirty. No, my first time was very awkward. Very awkward. With a high school crush. See, I don't mind revealing stuff about myself, but when other people come into it, it's a little iffy. That's kind of the general rule.
Just don't say the name.
So, it's somebody, well, people who know me know who it is. Somebody I crushed on for a long time. And so I put this person on a pedestal, and it was after a stupid party. Like, we were finally together. We, like, kind of were like, oh, we're going to be together, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, at a Goo Goo Dolls concert down at the riverfront. Goo Goo Dolls.
That's what happened afterwards.
How romantic, Joey. It didn't happen that night.
It happened like a few nights later. We went to some party, high school party, went back to her place, and her parents are still home, which is weird. That's always weird. Like, I'm weirded out by having roommates. I mean, they'll get over it. And they know I'm lying. Like, I haven't brought anybody home.
Wait till you have children.
Anyway, I was nervous. I was very nervous. So the nerves get to you, and it's like, where'd you go? Where'd you go, little dude? Yeah. But then, you know, it finally rose to the occasion. And I have to say it was awkward, weird, and I wish it had not been my first time. That's kind of how I would put it. It was awkward, weird, not as enjoyable as later experiences. Not by any means. But I was 18. Right after graduating high school.
I think I was like 16 or 17. I lived on South Panama. And this is where my love of freaky girls came from.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I came out looking like I got beat up. I'm like, it, of all like 3 minutes that it lasted for. I lived on South Panama.
Wait,
so
was this like some neighborhood girl who like made men out of boys or something?
No, what she did to me. All right. And
is that when you started growing your beard?
Oh, and I started shaving when I was 13.
My mom.
Yeah. Oh, you were that dude?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I was talking about this last night with Jonathan. We're both hairy men in terms of legs. But we have like no chest hair.
Oh man, I'm fuzzy, but I got no back hair, so I'm happy with it.
I don't have any back hair either. Yeah,
I got none either. Where?
Oh my,
them legs are pretty smooth.
Front or back? I mean, I got very little. That's my Native American heritage.
thanks for wording it right.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Warren sitting over here.
Well, I'm wearing. Fairly
hairy. I do have a beard though. I don't. It's weird. I have a pretty decent beard.
And you shave your head, right?
Well, I mean, I'm bald.
Oh, okay.
But I used to have thick hair on my head.
So it was just some chick you met randomly?
I went to school with her. She was
a freak.
Yeah, a little rock and roll short chick. Mm-hmm. And it was back in high school. What'd you do? Yeah, at hotel parties, you know?
Sure.
And I lived on South Panama over there across the street from Lee. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that ghetto motel that's over there on Ann Street by the interstate that they've refurbished and turned to like a week-long stay up there by the...
Oh, you're talking about the crack house down there?
Yeah. It was over there.
Behind the tobacco store?
Oh, yeah, man.
In the Z-Mart?
She totally ruined me for like 3 minutes, and then like it was over, and I was like, oh, man. And I walked outside, and she was out there throwing up. Yeah. Terrible. Oh, and I was like, oh, man. And my buddy came and picked me up. I was like, yeah, dude, did it! And that's it. There's nothing romantic about it. It was kind of sad, pathetic.
Kind of like a weird, it's like a young guy accomplishment.
Yeah.
That as soon as you accomplish it, for the most part, most people's experience, like, that was it.
It's like, I hope.
And you don't learn till later that, like, you can make this awesome.
Way better.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
3 minutes.
And it makes it shallow.
Without the emotional, the real emotional attachment, it is hollow. It's just a feeling. Yeah. You can get that feeling, not to be disgusting. Well, you can get that feeling, the feeling itself, by yourself. You don't need any
that's
help.
That's a fairly new idea of love. I mean, there's the deeper kind.
I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about the fulfillment of the three act.
No, but I mean, like, the three words, like, classic words, the Greek words, mm-hmm. Agape, philia, I think, is the fraternal love, like brothers. And then there's eros.
Yeah, that's philia, that's Philadelphia.
Brother, the city
of brotherhood.
But eros, especially if you take it kind of literal. Well, you take it literal, like there are gods around. Like literally Cupid or somebody, a god, strickens you with some madness, and you must have it. I know the feeling. It's like you get switched on, and you're like, all right, I want to do this. You don't feel completely in control. And it isn't like a deep, profound love, but it is a deep, profound, almost like madness.
Lust.
Yes. Lust. You're kind of stricken with lust. And then there's a fairly newer one that I've been watching, this thing called The Power of Myth. Finally, it's on Netflix, Joseph Campbell. And he loves when there's a whole episode on love. Love and the Goddess is the name of the episode. And he talks about the troubadours in medieval times. That it's a very buttoned-down society. And, you know, very arranged marriages along the lines of, like, family wealth and Christian propriety at this time. And so there's a lot of people in that very tightly wound down, buttoned down society. A lot of people would sneak around. And in that time, you start to see in poetry this idea of love, as they put it, that comes from the eyes. It's not like you're stricken by eros and you're mad with lust, but there's that one person that you really just adore. And because it's such a straight-laced society, you can't really do anything about it, but you start to feel this affinity for that one person. And that idea has lived to this modern age. We still have this, what we would call, romantic notion of love, like the when you first fall in love, and you go on the first few dates, you go on the first trip, and all these things. That's a very new idea, if a few hundred years is new, which it is in the grand scheme of things. I found that to be really interesting. That hasn't always necessarily existed. And it, I think, drives people a little insane, too. That they want the feeling to last forever. It doesn't. Mm-mm. It can't.
No, that's not, you know, I mean, true love, in my opinion, is when you don't have that feeling, but you still have the desire to stay with that person. And even though you're fighting, you're fussing, you're really pissed off, and you really don't like them at this moment, you have a desire to, I'm going to stick it out because I've got so much invested in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to throw away the time and effort that I put into building this relationship. At some point, it'll get better.
Now, my mom always told me that one day I'd find the perfect deaf girl.
So your mother had us. That's where your sense of humor comes from.
And I'm not even kidding either. And that was even worse. About the, you guys, they called me, him and Emily, I believe it's them, had a conversation about me being the mangy dog of around here.
Okay. Now, connected to this, we do have a question coming in on the Book of Faces.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Kathy asked it, and then Heather followed up.
Ooh.
Joey, why don't you have a girlfriend? You're such a smart, well, thank you, handsome, oh my, I'm blushing, young man.
With a lavender shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I feel like I look good. Been working out.
I said lavender.
Have I told you I do yoga? Anyway. And then Heather follows up saying, that's my question exactly. So why don't I have a girlfriend?
Can I take this one?
Yeah, you can take a stab at it.
The biggest reason is you spend like 17 hours a day at the radio station and doing your show and your podcast.
We're at home.
And Well, I wasn't going to throw in that you were also a hermit.
Yeah. Well, no, and also,
unless
let me...
you... Now, young ladies, if you want to be his girlfriend, you must find out where he lives and show up at his house. It's the only way you're going to see him.
I'm going to be as honest as I can. Looking back at my pattern, I lose interest quickly. And by that, I don't mean like... Oh, I hook up with a girl and I go out with her a few times. No, like, even before I get a number, or say I do get somebody's number, it'll be like the next day and I'm like, I'd rather watch something on TV. And, like, I gotta spend money? Like, it just, and somebody has to really knock my socks off or just be as laid back as I am. To really get my attention.
But you never know if you choose a TV show.
True.
No,
very true.
I think what is going to have to happen is this one gorgeous young female. Joey is. I mean, we all put on and this and that. Joey's a very attractive, a good-looking young man.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And he is going to need a very gorgeous woman
at the gas station
that is full of crap.
Yes.
That is a... Not just a smart ass, but an extremely intelligent woman to ignore him. And then the pursuit angle will pick up and his testosterone will take over.
I think you underestimate my laziness.
I don't know. It's if the right one ignores you, it's gonna be like, oh no, I got to have that one. And then once you go, and see, that goes into, once you go through the pursuit, you're invested in that relationship. You're like, you know how much time and effort I put into this? I'm not going to quit. That's why the game of chase goes on.
Well, and also, I'll put it other ways. Like you say, I actually stop being a hermit. I go out. I am very shy. I have no game. Like, if I can get to a first date, I'm fine. I can have a conversation like we're having a conversation. But if it's like, Joey, go talk to that girl. I'm like, no.
Okay.
I'm not talking to her.
I used to say gas station. Now you're going to meet her at the Fresh Market.
The freshest of markets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she's going to come up to you.
Looking at the avocados.
And be like, hey, what do you think about these avocados? And then it's on.
Well, that's a nice cut of meat, isn't it?
I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the steak's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some naked juice?
Premium.
It's good. Natural fruit. No added sugars.
Seedless.
I use it for fiber.
The cheese is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Cheese, yeah. Would you like some Stilton blue cheese? Very high quality. And good for your gut biome. Yeah. These are things I would say.
Hey, man.
And also, I get them.
Was it Kathy? This is why Joey does not have a girlfriend. He's talking about cheese being good for your gut biome. That's why he does
biome.
That's why he does not have a girlfriend.
Right. Exactly.
That's what every 20-some-odd-year-old...
That, too. I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to speak out of turn, I think there are a lot of guys who put up with a lot of crap because they want to sleep with somebody.
Exactly.
And then they're, like, several months in, and they're like, oh, I kind of like this person. And then it either becomes a real thing, or they, like, he keeps faking it. But I think there are a lot of people who do that. They're like, I'm going to put up with stuff I don't like until I either do like it or it's going to be a train wreck. Why do you think there's so many divorces?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stupid, miserable people out there.
And also, to be very serious, like, I've seen a lot of bad relationships up close. Like, people who are in a relationship, but they were miserable to be around. And it kind of made me, I think, wrongly... But it makes me react at any sign of this could be bad, run away. I don't want to put up with... It's one thing to have an honest fight, but I don't want to put up with any crap. I don't want to keep up appearances with the person I have to be closest to. And I think there's a lot of that. People who are even very close put up appearances for one another.
Oh, sure.
I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean, I know what you're saying. I see a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And we're on the same page, dude. Yeah. I'm not about that. I'm going to be myself. And that's why my mom said I need a deaf girl. Because
your mother was a wise woman, a very wise woman.
Yeah, can't put up with crap. Got to be yourself. If you don't like me for me and all my mouth, then meh, go away.
Right.
And it's usually me.
But honestly, though, I mean, that's the way you've got to do. If you have to curtail your natural, personality in order to keep somebody, you know, with you in a relationship, why in the hell do that?
Right.
I'm really not. I know it seems.
And you know people like that, don't you?
Oh, yes. Hell yeah, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
You get guys, and just I'm speaking just of guys, you get guys away from their wife and get them. I don't go to the golf course, but just for example, you go out and play golf and you listen to them and the way they talk and what they say and
yep.
or go fishing with them or whatever, and you're like, damn. And then you get in a social situation with them, you know. You go out to eat as a couple, and the way they act, and you're like, is this even the same human person. Being?
Yeah.
And
it's terrible.
I found a woman, Rowena's just, she's just so messed up in the head that she kind of likes me the way I am.
Oh, I've seen y'all together. You're the same guy.
What I do.
Oh, yeah.
What I do is what I do.
Yeah.
And when I got to the point that I learned, hey, I'm just going to be me. And I got to this point back when I was about 17 or 18, I'm going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I find somebody that likes me, then game on like Donkey Kong.
That's what
happened.
Well, but we're running out of time.
My old boss man told me, he said, they all got snakes in their head. You just got to find one that
you like the
they
snakes.
As women?
Yeah.
See, that's the most sexist thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, but that's literally like the oldest school, like Medusa. She's going to turn you to stone if you look at her.
You just
got to
find one that your snakes play well with her snakes.
Okay.
You're just sexist, Seth.
I'm just Seth.
No, that's the worst thing.
But I got snakes too. And here's a fun question: Joey Miller writes in. He put it on the News Talk page, so I assume he's asking us, "Who is your favorite guitarist?" Well, obviously it's Prince. I think he's versatile, amazing. People like Slash would go to watch him when he was playing in Vegas. Remarkably inventive, interesting guitarist. By far, my favorite is Prince. You, Seth?
Jimi Hendrix.
Hendrix. Okay.
The bass player that did the song for Night Court.
That's a bass player, man. He said guitarist.
Is a bass not a bass guitar?
We're talking about a six-string fiddle.
My favorite one is I don't know what his name is, but he is the guitar player for that group, that Norwegian group I sent you the song of, that TNT.
Oh, yeah.
That dude, he has great rips.
Okay,
And whatever his name is.
And I don't want to leave
probably Rohan or something like that.
I don't want to leave this person hanging. Hey, do you have a question?
Well, it's Bo Holt. I want to give you some advice.
Okay.
Let me say, first of all, Clay, I'm going to need you to come over here because I'm about to get murdered. Because I'm sitting here with my lovely wife, and I love her with all my heart. But, Joey, the best dating advice you could take is to listen to Al Bundy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it there because I don't want the blood to be squirting out of my jugular before 84 gets here to save me. But, no, I'm just kidding. Getting married was the best thing that I ever did. But yeah. It took me till I was 34 years old, and I'm very blessed to have found the right woman and that I didn't have to go through a divorce or anything before I got there. So, you're still younger than I am and you're having fun. So for the time being, take Al Bundy's mantra.
Oh, and I appreciate it. But and also I have to be truthful. I officially don't have a girlfriend, but unofficially, well, you figure it out.